Hi there, and a warm welcome to another edition of Top 5, coming your way live from Press TV headquarters in Tehran. I'm your host, Behrouz Najafi. Now, beginning with the first story, French police have clashed with yellow vest protesters in the capital, Paris, as demonstrators take to the streets for the seventh consecutive Saturday to express their anger at the government's economic policies. Clashes broke out as the demonstrators gathered outside the headquarters of the French public broadcaster France Televisions. Police fired tear gas to disperse the crowd. Several demonstrators were injured. Police say a number of protesters have been arrested. The rallies started in mid-November as a simple protest against planned fuel hikes, but soon morphed into mass demonstrations against the government and President Emmanuel Macron's policies. The movement has promised to continue the protests into 2019. Well, to discuss this from Paris, I'm joined by Mustafa Taraore, who's an academic and founder of OpenEye.org. Good to see you, Mustafa. This is the seventh Saturday, and the rallies are going on in Paris, and it's not only price of fuel hike, like I said, they're now asking for more. Despite all the concessions that President Macron has given. What's your prediction? And they say that they are going to continue with this. How do you see the situation?
Yes, this is what I predicted from the very first day, that in fact they wouldn't just accept the concession made by Macron. If you look at the concessions that were made by Macron, they are not real ones. What we see is that they're asking for more because the problem does not date from today. It's something that's been going on for a long time. So now we know that they are ready to make it to make everything for the movement to last. So yes, so this is what I was predicting for a long time. So if we look at the concession, just to come back to the concessions, when Macron said that he was going to rise the minimum salary by 100 euros, this is not true. This is not for everyone that you will see this rise of 100 euros. Same thing when he said that he's going to look at and try to take into consideration the situation of those who are getting the pensions, okay, those retired. Even that one is not true. It's not everyone who is going to see a rise in the money they are making every month. So if you look at all these different things, so the concessions are not real concessions, and this is why people are disappointed, and this is why, in fact, the movement has to go on. And what they are asking now is for this thing they call a REIT, which is a referendum, former referendum, which is going to give the power to the people so that they can take some good decisions and have some kind of influence on the system, on the decision taken by the politicians.
All right, thank you for that perspective. That was Mustafa Taraore, academic and founder of OpenEye.org, who joined us from Paris.